Hackney Council, whose side are you on? Hackney management's propaganda machine has rivaled George Orwell's novel 1984 in recent days in regards to Unite members' strike action over pay at Millfield's Waste Depot, Andrews Road Special Education Needs and Disability, SEND, Driver and Escorts Depot, and the Building Maintenance Depot. In an email to all employees from the chief executive and group directors, they thank staff for the extra effort made during the action to ensure vulnerable residents receive the services they need. This means thanks to those that have scabbed on the dispute, and to senior managers, particularly at the Waste Depot, who have harassed and verbally abused strikers and supporters. One 80-year-old resident who was supporting the strike has reported she was pushed. This also ignores the very real impact on all residents that 12 years of cuts totaling £140 million has had every day of every week of every year. Management congratulate themselves on their good working relationship with the unions, despite late consultations and local joint committees that managers do not attend. This has led to denying the unions a voice over very serious matters. This is one of the reasons that trade unionist and socialist coalition candidates stood in the May elections in Hackney to challenge these arrogant out-of-touch councillors. Management claim exemplars of entirely unacceptable behaviour. The only unacceptable behaviour has been from managers trying to break the strike. All the unions in Hackney have strengthened their resolve to support Unite members to ensure they are successful in their claim of 10% to mitigate the cost of living crisis. Brian Debus, Hackney Socialist Party and President, Hackney Trades Council,